This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
803 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come on, hang out with us, 713-780-3776. All right, what was bigger last night? The Grammys? Ronda Rousey? Did she actually fight, or did she just stand there or something?
Just showed up.
She just showed up? She's part of WWE now, though, right?
She has signed a contract, yes.
And she will be wrestling?
You would assume, yeah, at some point.
Yeah, you would assume that.
She's not going to be a valet or anything.
She's going to be a champion because she's probably the best wrestler in the world.
Well, you would imagine, never doing it before, that she would be the best wrestler. Sports entertainer, I like to call her.
Mm-hmm. She was made for wrestling. She's already done an action movie.
Yeah.
She was made for wrestling. Conor McGregor will be in wrestling soon enough, too.
Yeah.
You know, he'll box. He'll do another. He's already telling Dana White, I'm not going to fight or fight for you. You know, like, I'm not going to honor my contract. And Dana's like, yes, you will. Go yourself. You yourself. Like, whoa. Everyone can go themselves today and tomorrow as well. I'm like, what?
There's a
just
lot of
go to wrestling.
Themselves just go going to on right now. I hope the kids aren't on the way to school. Mommy, why does that man why does he keep saying ugly things about doing stuff to yourself? Mommy? No. So, Pro Bowl, what was big? Okay. Pro Bowl?
Nope.
Didn't watch a second. Grammys? Didn't watch a second.
I saw some of the Grammys. I didn't see any of the wrestling, although I know that was supposed to be a big deal, but everyone already knew Ronda Rousey was going to be there and become a if I'm being honest, not that I don't personally care, but probably the Rousey thing. No, it's got to be the Grammys are supposed to be the biggest, right? Nationally, if you count everybody, but we don't really care about everybody. We care about our little sports
world,
right?
Yeah, that's all we care. That's all we care about. Did Kendrick Lamar win everything?
No, Bruno Mars did.
Bruno Mars won everything?
I thought Kendrick was going to win everything, and Bruno won everything.
For what? What did he do this year?
For his 24
karat magic song.
His song and his whole album won. Oh. And my kids wanted to watch it just so they could see. Like, look how mad Jay-Z is. I'm like, Jay-Z is. And one of my kids knows there. Well, he was never going to win because he was just released on Tidal. And Tidal, because Tidal's their music to him and Kanye, whoever else. It's like they want you to subscribe to their music. So his album was just released on Tidal only. So it was kind of limited in release, limited in scope, I guess. I'm just according to my 13-year-old. So he's just. I've only heard one song from this Childish Gambino song, Redbone. Like, have you heard any songs from this? But you two, like, you're not even supposed to be listening to everything that Gambino does. What are you doing?
Well, he is, Lance.
Well, the latest album might be more appropriate.
I thought it sucked.
I mean, it's not rap, so it's not what we know him for, but that one
did you like
it? I didn't really listen to it. After I heard the first song, I was like, it's probably not my thing, so I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, it wasn't your thing and it wasn't my thing, because I like Gambino. I didn't like this one at all. It almost felt like he was trolling just to see if he could, and sure enough, he was right. I bet I can put this out and get nominated.
Yeah, I heard when it came out, I thought to myself,
I thought it was
I'm just going to miss him. I'm going to miss this one. I'll wait for when actual Gambino is back, I guess, in my eyes.
And the other
one, I think he is going to do a rap album before he decides
was Sober?
To stop.
There was another one, which is kind of a song, the one that came right before it, the single Sober.
Well, that was off of, I think, he did a double mixtape. One, he did like a rap, and then he did kind of more R&B. Mm-hmm. It's Kawhi. I think Sober's off the Kawhi version of it. He did Stone Mountain's the rap version. And then Kawhi is the one where he went to Hawaii. And he felt a vibe, Lance.
Mm-hmm. It's a Hawaiian thing, I think.
Kawhi?
He went to the island, right? Isn't that what it's called, Kawhi?
And here are the nominees. Lord, for something that no one knows. Like, she can't win.
Yeah, it's, actually, Sober's. Yeah, Sober was off that double mixtape. But I heard Lord was nominated, and then I hadn't heard none of her new stuff. And I went to my Apple Music. It's like, I don't like this song. I don't like this song. I like this song. I just go with the one that has stars by it. So
yeah,
those are the popular ones.
Popular ones.
I was like, meh. meh.
That was it. Just
yeah.
meh.
Yeah. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, but to be fair, Del, I think you do that with most of life. Like,
no, but
this hamburger's really good.
Meh. I've never said that about a hamburger.
Well, Pizza King. He loves Pizza King.
It's all right.
Meh.
What are you talking about? Pizza King's your favorite.
I'm off of it right now.
He's off of it.
You're off Pizza King?
Yeah, I don't go there. You think I go there every day? I don't go there every day. I haven't been there in months.
It's just close. That's all.
It's just close. It happens to be 5 minutes away from my house, so I go there sometimes.
Okay, what about Tiger's return? That was the biggest event.
I didn't watch a shot.
Well, he made it through 72 rounds without anyone getting jammed in a bathroom or without him hurting his back.
Or Perkins was just complaining.
How do you know nobody got jammed in a bathroom?
Yeah, I don't know that.
You don't know that. You can't.
Tiger could have jammed somebody up there.
You can't say that with certainty.
I can't. I really can't. Like, I'm assuming no one got jammed up in a bathroom, mm-hmm. but I do know he finished 72 holes without his back giving out. That was a big deal.
No, he looked like he's healthy again. He did. He looks like he's been lifting again. You think he's been lifting?
I think he's been lifting again.
Do you think lifting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiger's been getting his bench press on again.
Yeah. Well, let's not. Okay. Let's make sure that we say it the right way. He's lifting again.
Yeah, he's lifting.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Just because he had that Canadian doctor that got arrested in jail for all the steroids.
No, blood spinning.
But, well,
when you spin that blood, good things happen.
Good things do happen.
Yep.
My biggest issue with Tiger is, obviously he wears a hat, so you don't really see his head. But he styles himself like he's a middle-aged white man.
He really does. I mean, that hair thing is going bad for him right now.
As a middle-aged black man, you can always do the. He can just come home. Like, come home.
Just come home.
Just come home.
And he'll be fine. And he'll be fine.
Tiger.
No.
And you know what he's thinking? It's the Asian part of him. He's like, no. Moms wouldn't want me to shave the head. It's not going to
work. What he does is he just comes home, grows a beard, and he's good.
Like, Jong here at the station is one of the few Asian men that goes straight off the top and clean it all.
And we've known
Jong. You
don't
see it a lot.
You don't.
You don't see it a lot.
Not, but
well, didn't David Carradine too?
He wasn't Asian.
It's for certain scenes, because then he grew the thin stuff back when he was older. Those were flashbacks.
Right.
Yeah. That's because he was a monk or whatever.
I get it. We don't see you without the hat on, so who knows what you actually look like. We kind of know what you look like. Just come home, man.
No. He looks like... He takes his hat off. He took his hat off after the round.
And he gets like 40 years older.
It's mange is what it is. Yeah, he's got my hair.
He could do the Kobe. Kobe kept going back, but dude, just do the Kobe.
You just go real tight with it at least. Yeah, no, take clippers to it and go to a two.
I don't know what he's... Why
just
he's,
go to a two.
He needs to... I don't know why he's holding out.
First of all, we know he doesn't go to a black barber.
Of course you can tell by the cut.
You can tell by the size he doesn't go to a black barber. Yeah. You go to a black barber, they'll clean you up, you'll be good.
Mm-hmm. He didn't do that.
Marcus Spears, that's a guy he could mimic, right? I mean, they're different body types, but Marcus Spears got it tight, you're good. No one cares about what
Tiger
Marcus
probably
looks like.
Gets like a $120 haircut from somebody named Anna
and it's
Lynn.
Unnecessary.
Anna Lynn from some.
Oh,
really
I don't think so.
Place.
I think he's a $38 guy.
You think?
Yeah. No, I don't think Tiger Woods.
He goes foo-foo.
He's notoriously cheap.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Notoriously, I don't think $120 haircut. Tiger would be like, I ain't doing that. I'm going to see Anna over at Supercuts.
Tiger's not going to Supercuts.
You don't have to go see Anna. Go see Mike at Cuts. You'd be good.
Right. If you just get faded up a little bit,
it's fine.
Well, look at it. It's not
we're going to get you right, Tiger. Sit down.
Somebody, when he takes that hat, somebody hasn't been advising him well.
Nah, that's him making
He got
bad
too much
decisions.
Money to get that type of instruction
from
people.
That's bad. Tiger has made increasingly poor decisions over the last decade.
Yes.
And like,
he's a poor decision
Tiger,
maker.
Tiger, your decision-making skills are very poor.
79 wins, and since then, he just has...
Yes, like, what the hell? Did you and Gronk Freaky Friday each other? Like, and Tiger's like, 69! I'm Gronk again! Yes! Like, Tiger's like, I'm awesome again! I can do anything I want! It's just like back in 2007!
Right.
We're six. And Gronk is just like, white
well,
guy
my
hair.
Glutes won't activate. Yeah. I don't even think he knows. He knows what glutes are. Let's get Jason in. He wants a Tiger recap. He wants to give us a Tiger recap from the weekend. What do you say, Jason?
Hey, guys. It's good to have you two back together again, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Shut up, Dale.
my little recap of the weekend, I binge watched literally for 2 days the Golf Channel, and CBS showed every single shot he had over the 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
He hit 15 fairways in 4 days, which is horrible. Of course, you know, that's probably how John normally plays. He putted really, really good, and he chipped really, really well. So he ended up 3 under, which is, you know, that's not horrible for only hitting 15 fairways. And anyway, he looks good. His game, I think, as long as he gets that driver going again, he's going to be good.
He does, yeah. His driver was, and that's to be expected. When he did hit it, though, he was crushing.
He's
going to
win a tournament this year.
He
got shot, but boy, the young guys are all. You remember when
nobody's scared of him?
His length used to be the big separator, and then he got really good with the short game, and now it's like his length is it's not a strength anymore because everyone.
But he bigger. Still hits it long now. He when he got a hold of it,
lifting.
When he got a hold of it, he was out hitting his opponents, and they're long now, and he's 42. So you would expect it to...
Tiger changed the game, though, because Tiger made everyone...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Guys are in better shape now. They just... First of all, younger players got into it more. So Tiger has affected an entire generation of guys who played who, you know, might be 26 years old, but they came up in golf because of Tiger. But the methodology now is not just, hey, let's just be the thin guy and wiry and swing. Their whole thing is now let's get yoked up. It can help our golf game too, and we just need to make sure we're flexible.
But that's the problem with him though. That's where he's gone wrong is when he got so big, he wasn't flexible anymore. His back gave out. His knees. This happens with guys that, you know, get big like that for whatever reason they got big. Plus, he made it okay to slam Perkins waitresses. So
yeah, well. Did he make it okay? Because I feel like he didn't come out on the right side of that one.
To be fair, weren't guys always slamming Perkins waitresses or their equivalents before Tiger?
I don't. Not on the tour.
Yeah,
I don't. You think that?
Yes.
Think on the tour? Waffle House. That Waffle House.
I said the equivalent.
The Nike tour or whatever.
I said maybe their equivalent. Whatever the woman who decides she's going to go to every tournament because she wants to snag her a PGA guy.
Yeah, but you weren't here, Del, when. Jose Lima told us a story. Well, it wasn't here. It was at the other station that he was literally going out with a girl from Sizzler just so he could get a free buffet.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. She was 250 plus tax.
You mean the starting pitcher for a major league team needed Sizzler buffet stuff?
Well, no, he was in the minors.
Oh,
he
was in the minors.
He was in the minors.
Okay.
He was way in the minors of like West Virginia. He goes, I was the only black man there. And John goes, wait a minute, you're not black.
In West
Virginia?
Yeah,
I'm big time black.
What are you talking about, John?
And he intentionally went out with her just so he could get free food. And she had kids in a trailer, and they called him Daddy Lima.
Yeah.
And he let his friends get free buffets. He talked her into giving them free food and then she got fired.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Lima got the call up to Detroit, I think.
And, yeah. Well, plus, and again, she was 250 plus tax. So once the free Sizzler was done.
She said, I like your eyes. She goes, thank you. You're very beautiful. That's all I know. You're beautiful. And I was eating free the whole time.
Home, no matter where it is, West Virginia or right here in Houston, Texas, home is where the heart is. It's time to love your home.
I like you a lot.
I like you a lot. Whether you're ready to update your siding or you're just wondering about the benefits of updating, all you got to do is call Allied Siding and Windows. And let them come and give you just one 30-second call. We'll set up a 30-minute meeting. And they're not going to be high-pressure sales pitch. It's a free estimate that you're going to find whether or not you really can or want to do this. But you get to look at the James Hardy Plank design collection at Allied Siding and Windows. This is the largest and the only privately owned James Hardy showroom in the U.S. Over 1,400 styles and colors. You're going to find something that you like, that's for sure. Long-lasting durability that resists rot, wind, flame, UV, pests, hail. Siding you can love for years. It's guaranteed. You will love it. You got financing, zero down, zero interest. Plus, they'll give you a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. All you got to do is call 713-WINDOWS. Same number and name for over 29 years. 713-WINDOWS. 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows. Affordable. Local. Reliable.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dylan, see, he's just a ball of hate. He's just a little ball of hate. There's a playoff this morning with Jason Day and Alex Noren, and it's going to be on soon, and we got to watch it.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No one even knows the name of the tournament.
The Farmers?
No one knew.
Yes, everyone knew it.
No.
Everyone knew it.
Call it, telling me like, oh, we have to turn it on. Like anyone cares.
Ever heard of Torrey Pines?
Yeah. I've heard of it, but no one cares about
the South Course, ever heard of it?
No, I haven't heard of that. Oh. There are multiple courses there?
Yes, North and South.
Is the South a little less understanding than a North course?
Actually, it is.
Do they have a certain idea about some people on the South Course?
No, they don't.
The North Course?
Everybody's welcome there, Del.
Did Tiger fare well? Would he have fared better on the North Course than he did on the South Course?
Everybody fares better on the North Course. It's equality.
By the way, we lost the listener today because we're not doing Radio Row interviews. You see this, Tony?
Tonyson?
Well, guess I'll have to turn it down now because all I wanted to hear about today was Vysik Ehima's work with Dr. Scholes. Later, losers.
Vysik Ehima.
That sounds eerily like real.
Vysik Ehima is a good guy, by the way. He is a really good guy.
No way. He's still alive, is he?
Yeah, Vysik Ehima.
I just random people die all the time. I don't even know. I was watching the Grammys.
Vysik Ehima is dead.
I don't know because I was watching a Grammys in memoriam. I'm like, oh, a guy from Smithereens died. Jay Giles guy died. Somebody from
Jay Giles. Well, yeah, they're old.
Yeah, but they're not like dying old all the time.
Well, people, you can be young and die.
Musicians,
you can be young and die too.
Yeah, I knew about Chester Bennington or whatever from Linkin Park, and then. Also, guy who started up Steely Dan, dead. There's a lot of people who died.
Yeah.
A lot of people who died. Most of them I didn't like.
Freddie Mercury's dead.
I didn't know him. Yeah, not last year.
No, I know, but he's dead.
Yeah. No, it's been a little bit.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain, dead.
I was aware of him, too.
You were? Yeah. You found that out?
Yeah, I was aware of Kurt.
Yeah. Maybe we should get Bernie the Wolf on today so Tony can have some kind of we can have an interview. What do you think that Bernie the Wolf is promoting this week?
Well, he's
some
usually
kind of
doing
itch,
an interview
itch cream or something.
If he's doing some type of diabetes medicine since his mom lost a foot.
I didn't know that his mom lost a foot.
His mom lost a foot. She also had him used to make him smuggle in nacho cheese in a Ziploc into the theater to save some money into a Ziploc bag, and he would burn his privates.
It was hot nacho cheese?
No wonder he talked like that.
It was ready to be,
No wonder he talks like that with that high voice.
It had to come out of his pants with some bag of cheese. And then you ate that. You dipped your chips in it.
Well, of course you did. Of course you ate it. But
hot nacho cheese that he burned his privates? Were they warming it up in the car?
I think it was already coming right out of the crock pot.
Crock pot?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I feel bad for Bernie now. That's why
he sounds like this.
Yeah, Bernie. Is crockpot a white thing?
Is crockpot a thing?
No, is that a white just white people thing? Like, 713-780-3776. Is black people Mexicans, Asians? What are we? Is everyone a crockpot? Nobody. Like my wife has gotten into. My mom, I think, used to do some stuff. My mom, you just throw stuff in it and let it roll for the whole day and it cooks. It's like, it's a miracle.
Right.
It's a miracle machine.
Yeah.
It just makes food. You just put it in and roll. And it's a miracle. But I don't feel like that's a...
I've never done anything in it. I've never done anything in a crock pot ever.
You know my son snacks more than anything. He told me for lunch, school lunch from now on, I just want the lamb pops. You know, you cut the rack of... Rack of lamb, smaller, you cut them, because that's his favorite thing in the world, or steak. He goes, I just want that or steak for school lunch. Like, you're not getting steak, dummy. What are you talking about? I'm not buying and making you steak every day for
that's
lunch.
That's what Snacks wants.
Yeah, it's a snack.
He wants a nice Del Frisco's or Pappas steak.
So literally last week on my birthday, I had to work up here until like all hours. So I said, look, we'll do my birthday next week. So we did my birthday last night. And that's his favorite thing. Like, what are we gonna have for your birthday dinner? I said, I'm gonna make lamb lollipops. Yes, yes. Oh, and by the way, my son Mason.
Are they lollipops or lamb chops?
They're called lamb lollipops or lamb pops. Oh. They're the small ones. My son was beating me so badly. We had a 2K tournament as part of my birthday. My son was beating me. I'm going to make sure he's in. Yeah, he's in school. My son was beating me. At one point, he got up 24. He went on a 34-7 run on me where he's just draining threes. At one point, I'm just going to say it. I hated him at one point. I had hate in my heart
for
my son.
Which son?
He is the one who's 11 now because he was also trash-talking me. Yeah, Mason. Because he was trash-talking me too. And I've been trash-talking video games. It's been a while. And I started remembering how mad it would make me. And he's like, you are just terrible. And I was like, and I didn't say anything. And all I could think in my heart is, right now, I do hate you a little bit. Like, it's a real hatred of you right now. Every time he had drained a three, I was just like, don't say anything. I had a hard time dealing with it. I had a hard time getting my ass kicked. And then it just became, I'm not going to let him get to 100. I was stalling out top. I was like, look, just like Steve and Catino era, just one guy banging the ball 27 feet from the basket, and then I'd heave it up at the buzzer. Anything I could to keep him from getting to 100. And I just thought, man, I got to start working on this game because I can't get beat like this again. It was embarrassing. I got embarrassed by my son. He was trash.
The kids will always beat their dad.
Yeah, but I used to beat the, and it's.
Well, they were two and three years old.
I used to play.
But they
video
were two.
Games.
They guess what? There comes a time. Well,
you know, all they do is shoot threes.
Now I can remember.
That's all they do is shoot threes on this video game.
I will never forget the time that JT beat me for the first time in regular basketball. Mm-hmm. And it was devastating.
So far, they have not done that, and they will not do that. I will not play them with this boot on because I'm not even going to let them try to count that as a win.
No, but when they start doing that, and then he starts beating me in ping pong, and then I was like, oh my God.
You're retired.
It's over. Life is over.
You don't let them keep winning because then they get their footing. They start to get a little ballsy with stuff.
Because when I destroyed him when he was young at ping pong, I would just crush him. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then he started to beat me and we quit playing then.
Yeah.
We stopped playing.
We had to.
Yeah. Oh, there's no reason to play anymore. I don't like the game anymore. There's no reason to play anymore. So, all right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's get Bernie the Wolf to join us here in a few minutes. But right now, let's talk about Renter's Warehouse. You and I both need to talk about this.
I saw Richard Drake, so I was at a...
Where'd you see him?
I was at a restaurant having dinner on Saturday night where you were...
Was it a Perkins? Was he there?
It was not.
Was it a Perkins restaurant?
Yeah, it was just a stand. He had the back room, Renter's Warehouse. They had their big company party in the back, and they've had a great year. And he just said, you know, so many people now are realizing in a lot of parts of Houston that the bubble has burst on being able to just stack up, you know, keep making money on your sales at your house property. It's really flipped now that in a lot of neighborhoods, a lot of areas of Houston now, and especially where there has been some flooding issues, mm-hmm. the rental market is the big market. The rental market is the huge market and not the sales market.
Well, here's the thing is you have to report. If you're going to sell your home, you have to report that it flooded. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's going to rent your home, they don't care. And oh, by the way, you're going to lose all kinds of money if you did get water. If you got water in your home, you're going to lose it because you do have to report it. And your house is worth less. But it's not worth less to rent it out. You still will get that top dollar for it. You still will make money on your home. And if you get multiple homes, it starts at $99 a month for Renter's Warehouse. It can go as low as $70 a month. Look, it doesn't make any sense right now to sell your home. What you want to do is rent it out. And Renter's Warehouse is going to get that job done. They will vet everyone. You get to pick who's in your home. Average of 17 days that you can rent it out as opposed to years that it could take to sell it. Give them a call, 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, or renterswarehouse.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Time for the three.
We do this every Monday and Friday when we have the time. just give these guys three topics they might not have hit on, particularly something coming off the weekend, and have them discuss it. Now, this actually happened this morning. At least the repercussions from it happened this morning. I'm going to play some audio, then I'll give you some context and get you guys to discuss it.
WEEI. I've talked for over 2 hours about this Tom versus Time thing. I loved episode one. I see no issue with the timing of it, and I'm looking forward to episode two.
It was Patriots porn.
Yeah. I did not use that phrase.
I know.
You did.
I was hoping you would, though.
So you could mock me for it? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't do it. What'd you think?
It was fine.
Jesus.
It was okay.
Just fine? Come on.
All right, I thought the first scene was so staged, where Brady's, like, in the kitchen, his kids being an annoying little pissant, like...
And as you know, or I'll tell you, Tom Brady has a relationship with that station. He goes on every Monday or so. And this is from Alex Reimer. He made his comments on the Mutt at Night show on Friday night of WEEI. Now, Brady kind of... short-circuited his call this morning because of this audio, and he says he's going to reevaluate his relationship with the station after what Alex Reimer said about his child on that reality show that Tom Brady has. If Alex Reimer costs WEEI their relationship with Tom Brady, does he still have a job?
Oh, nope. I don't think he'll have a job now anyway.
Nope.
Even and it'll probably save the Brady relationship if they fire him. But I don't think dude's going to keep his job anyway. You can't say that about Brady's the kid. I mean, annoying little pissant, really? That's a no. Dude will not keep. He won't keep his job even if Brady stays. You think
he has no chance of staying around because you can't lose Tom Brady.
No.
And Tom Brady, it takes this much for Tom to say it's me or him, and you. Well, this kid's gone. We don't care.
Well, and I don't even think. I think they're in order to. Because Tom did cut his, and he's going to reevaluate his situation with WEEI. I'll bet you sometime today, Alex Reimer's gone.
It's just an opinion. He's just talking.
Well, you can't call Tom Brady's kid an annoying little pissant.
Who calls a 2-year? Well, I guess some are 2-year-olds allowed? Aren't they all pissants?
Well, yeah. I didn't say he was wrong. I just said you can't call her.
You can't call her that.
I don't know.
I would have fired him for being redundant. You said 2-year-old and pissant. We get it. Get out of here. Beat it. That's not new. Lance, you're at the Senior Bowl. Uh-huh. And you gave us some stories about that Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you hurt your foot and stuff. Uh-huh. But the two big quarterbacks were Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield. How did they equip themselves at the Senior Bowl? And John, whatever you heard, what did you think of them as well?
I thought Baker Mayfield was pretty much... he was solid. I didn't think he wasn't spectacular. I don't think he necessarily helped himself from a draft standpoint. But I thought he was just solid. He didn't hurt himself. Josh Allen... There's this great belief that there's this hope that Josh Allen will be better than what he is on the field because he's got all these physical traits and potential talent. And at the Senior Bowl practices and even in the game, you see flashes, but you don't see any consistency. And I think Josh Allen actually created more doubt this week and may have hurt himself some. I have a hard time believing Josh Allen's going to be one of the top three picks.
Under over 18.5.
For Allen?
For Josh Allen.
Under. He's still a quarterback.
He's still going to get picked up that high, despite he can't, that he's inaccurate.
Yeah, somebody will just miss.
That's just terrible. And you buy at all that the Browns take Baker Mayfield with their first pick?
No, none. It's not a John Dorsey type pick. I don't buy it.
I've seen it all over the place, though, that Baker could be the number
one. I think they want it out there. I mean, I think they'd still consider potentially trading that pick. You know, the fact is there's like you can go 4 or 5 deep and get some really talented. I actually have pretty high grades on the first 5 or 6 players, and one of them is Sam Darnold, but they have so many needs still that if they could get a pick inside the top 6, I think they would love the opportunity, because I don't know what they think of Josh Rosen, but I think they'd love the opportunity to keep adding pieces. I don't think John Dorsey, their GM, will just opt into a quarterback because he just thinks he has to have one unless he has a good grade on him. And if you have a good grade on one, why mess around with it? Just take him first.
Just take him first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always say if you like, what's the difference? Take him.
But if somebody wants to give you a first next year, their first this year, which happens to be, you know, the
the third pick or something. Well, it wouldn't be the Colts or the fifth pick.
Didn't that get them the last GM fired?
Yeah.
How about take the quarterback? How about you get Carson Wentz sitting there?
If you believe in him, you do. If you don't believe him, you don't draft guys you don't believe in. The last guy did with the Browns, they did that with Deshaun Kizer. They're already looking for another one after the first year. Like, oops, missed.
Yeah. I don't think Baker will be one either, but I think that Josh Allen could fall. I think
he could, yeah.
Final topic of the morning, at least for the three. What was better, video or theater over the weekend? Joel Embiid, Russell Westbrook, the dunk over him and a stare down, and then Russell Westbrook at the end of the game just staring into the Sixers bench as the game was concluding, or Nick Saban and the Cupid Shuffle? Which one was better, video / theater?
I still think it was Embiid and Westbrook.
I do too. That was awesome. And afterwards, Embiid was, hey, they got a lot of athletes over there. And he named practically the entire Oklahoma City roster. And he didn't name Russell Westbrook. And he was like, oh, yeah, they've got so many good athletes, blah, 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 blah. That feud is real. That feud, they don't like each other. And I like that.
Yeah, it started, I guess, in the first game matchup, because that was actually another ESPN game, I think. And Embiid, after blocking shots, would wave and say, get out of here. He would, like, get out of here. Like, just even going into timeouts, he would just wave to the Oklahoma City side and say, bye, bye. That was part of his thing. He had done it in the previous game, too. Then Russell got the win. Oklahoma City swept the series, got the win in the first game. And as the Sixers are walking away, Russell just looks at him and waves, get out of here. Bye. Get out of here.
Did you see what Joel Embiid put on his... his Instagram,
the
crime
process.
Scene. No, crime scene investigation is right there with him dunking on Russ.
Well, Russell came back and had a big dunk, but Joel Embiid wasn't in the game.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's funny. Joel Embiid's pretty good with the
he's real good.
He's real good.
Even when porn actress Mia Khalifa, who usually just slays people on, if you're stupid enough to try to slide into her DMs and you're an athlete, she will annihilate you and publicly out you. Joel Embiid just destroyed her. Destroyed her.
Well, and not only her. Who did he say that he wanted to... who was it that said, I'll go out with you? Rihanna
said to him. He was getting at Rihanna on Twitter, I think, or maybe he did it like over a... through a video.
If you become an all-star, and then when you became an all-star, he's like, nah, I'm on the
side. They asked him about it once he was named like a reporter after the game. He's like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good. All right, that's the three right here on ESPN 97.5. We're going to have Bernie the Wolf's going to join us here in after this break right here on ESPN 97.5. So we'll try and get somebody from Radio Row every day this week, so because we're not going to be on Radio Row, so we're going to try to get somebody that would
stuff.
Be yeah,
it's great interviews usually.
It's usually great interviews, and I'm sure he's got something that he's going to have to sell. We'll find that out on the other side. Bernie the Wolf joins us next.
I want to tell you about Men's T Clinic and what it can mean to you. One of our listeners, longtime listener, he's also a veteran. He came back from overseas. And he said, you know, I heard you talking about just that whole, you're not converting the lean muscle mass anymore, the belly fat's and lean muscle mass, and you're just kind of in a funk. And this really can't happen. There are some guys who will mistake the low testosterone for depression, because you get into kind of a funk and it's just an overall lack of well-being. I don't know how else to describe it. I was going through some of that. It really does change when you get diagnosed with low testosterone. When you get your treatment and your levels get back up to par, you just have better energy. You just feel better during the day. Your workouts start to matter more. You start to have more energy to go work out. It can have a positive impact on your libido, on your drive at work to be the best at what you do. It can really just lift that cloud off you. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, I am telling you from personal experience, it's a big, big plus for you. There's a a company called Men's T Clinic that I found that is just unbelievable, because you see a provider every single time. They will get your levels right. They will run tests and make sure that your levels are where they're supposed to be. And they really do care about you on an individual basis. There's three locations here in the Houston area. You got the location at 1801 Durham and I-10, location at 290 in Barker Cypress, and of course, brand new at 288 in Shadow Creek Ranch in the Pearland area. It's MensTClinic.com. Call right now and set up your consultation, or drop in at 713-568-1175.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is our version of Radio Row. We're going to get throughout the week important interviews, and starting with one of the biggest and the best, it's Bernie the Wolf Wolfson. Bernie the Wolf Wolfson joining us here on ESPN 97.5. He's from Sensible Draft Discussions, and he's out of Jacksonville covering the Super Bowl for a Jacksonville paper, and he's joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just covering the Super Bowl here and live out of from Minneapolis with your very best Super Bowl coverage. Bernie the Wolf Wilson, the original draft scout on the internet, and it's great to be here. A lot of really great things are going down here. Trey Wingo and also Mike Golick are going to be at Mall of America all week, and I plan on going and getting Trey Wingo's autograph from Mall of America. I'm really a big fan of Trey Wingo, so I'm looking forward to that. Maybe, definitely not going to get Mike Golick's autograph, though, so definitely Trey Wingo's, and it should be a busy week.
Well, I guess you're going to be really busy getting Trey Wingo's autograph.
Mike Golick doesn't care for me that much because of what happened at Wingstop when he was in town, but...
You had an incident. I didn't know that.
I was one of the delivery people at the Wingstop, and he was in the greater Jacksonville area, and that's whenever I was working there. And I knew he was in town. I was like, I picked up a double so I could work there, and I brought him some extra creamy garlic parmesan, and I spilled it onto his private parts but through his pants. Not like he wasn't naked or sitting without pants on. Like, he hit privates, but the jeans were over the privates, and he got real mad at me, and I think he recognized me because he called me some different names and was very descriptive, so he clearly recognized the way I looked. So I'm just hoping to get Trey Wingo's autograph because he's an amazing sports broadcaster.
Well, no, yeah, we all agree with that. Yeah, they're excellent and an excellent team, but it's a shame about his
private parts. Trey Wingo is, like, he's classically handsome also, so. Really? I wish I looked like him a little bit.
I saw your picture of you when you were young. Yeah, you don't look much like Trey, but that's neither here nor there. How about?
Well, genetically, and Mama won't tell me exactly who my daddy is. I know who my daddy was. Like, I'm hoping it's Mike Mayock, but I know my daddy, the one who was raising me up until I was 9 when he left, because of Mom, obviously. He didn't look like me, so I knew it probably wasn't. He was also Hispanic, and I don't really know who my real daddy was, but my mom just said that there used to be wilder times, so I was hoping that she got mixed up with somebody real good at football, and I got that in my blood.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, especially if it was Mike Mayock, that'd be great.
Hold on, I got Odell Beckham is here. Hold on 1 second.
He seems to be chasing down Odell Beckham.
I'm not allowed to talk to Odell.
Well, okay, I'm sure his handlers were a little startled by that. So, okay. Anyway, that's great. How about
I'm not allowed to talk to Odell.
How about your Jacksonville team almost getting there?
Man, it's a real. So in Jacksonville, one of the things that we love a lot about the Jags was, well, we didn't really like Tom Coughlin the first time, but we like him better this time. He's done a really great job, and I just will say things about Blake Bortles that are not always nice. They take shots at him, and they say things that that hurt. Sometimes can be very hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called me the Blake Bortles of the internet, and I didn't take it to be a real compliment because Blake struggled at different times this year. But I just think if we just get behind him and give him our friendship, that good things will happen. One thing I've noticed is that I'm at my very best when people are being kind to me and nice, mm-hmm. and not calling me chode or fat feet or stuff like that. Not talking bad about my mama and her hygiene. But I do some of my best football evaluations. But when people say bad things about me, it has an impact on me. I cry. I miss on players. And I feel like the same thing is probably true with Blake Bortles. Just give him your kindness, and he'll give you a championship.
Well, maybe, or he'll still be Blake Bortles. What kind of draft grade did you have on Blake Bortles coming out?
Well, my friend ball score on him. Some people do money ball. I do friend ball. His friend ball score was a 7.4, which is pretty good. I didn't know him too much. I saw he had a girlfriend who was just seemed to be delightful. I went to her Instagram page, and some people said they wanted to do things with her choo-choo and on her behind and stuff. And I thought, like, to me, that's very disrespectful to say that kind of thing to really anybody. And some of the stuff I read on there from anonymous people on internet who are terrible people who say the same thing to me, but they want to put my choo-choo on top of a fire or something and burn it up so it can't make babies. I just heard some real terrible. I had to cut my Snapchat off after about 2 days.
Hmm.
People were just
ugly. No, that's horrible.
Instagram they put a photoshopped a dragon eating my stuff.
So
I was a wildling or something.
Right. So when you're given a draft grade, you have to find out about their girlfriends and stuff, Bernie? That's how you do your draft?
That's Christian Arkansas.
Wait, don't chase people down, Bernie.
No, he's not. I keep yelling around. I've already been kicked out of the main ballroom area because I don't have a press pass for some reason. I can't. I'm outside. I'm just getting autographs and waiting for Trey Wingo. And now I just keep getting in trouble with security guy. I'm just out by the bathrooms. I'm not actually on Radio Row. I didn't mean to give you the false sense that I was.
Oh, I thought you were.
Trying to get in there.
Do you have a product that you're pushing at the Super Bowl this year, or no?
Well, I was sent up there by a paper, the Grand Prairie, and the only thing I push right now are M&Ms, and I'm hoping to get a sponsorship with peanut M&Ms,
mm-hmm.
or also the pretzel M&Ms, because they're like you. It's a lot like me. You think you're going to get one thing, but then you get another thing when you put it in your mouth and chew on it. And I'm just hoping to get some type of M&M sponsorship. And so I'm speaking for M&Ms or any types of chocolate candies.
Right. Okay, good.
But not
getting paid or anything.
But not the real chewy chocolate ones with that no one likes. The one
right,
like Milk Duds. I don't like none of that one.
No, nobody does. Oh no, that's true. Well,
you know, one time, this is what the other thing. I feel like Jacksonville's got a little bit meaner. I went to autograph session one time, and sometimes they won't sign for all grown people. So I just want to warn you: if you guys in Houston are ever going to go try to get an autograph of Marcell Dareus, you probably best to be either a woman or a child, because he told me to get my old ass up out the line, and I had paid money to get in, and so they wouldn't give me a refund. And he just said, "Oh, where's your van? Looks like you're handing out candy to children." And
M&Ms.
Get your old ass out of here, pedo. And I was like, "Well, But he is Jacksonville, so.
Right. It doesn't seem like a nice person that much.
Yeah. Dante Fowler was laughing a lot, too. So I'm hoping he's laughing at something else and not me.
Well, I would imagine. But I imagine you were carrying around your M&Ms, your peanut M&Ms and stuff. So maybe that's why he was saying that. I don't know. But
well, I had gotten some. I was at Chocolate Fountain. Golden Corral, I was putting stuff in the chocolate fountain, and I had some on my shirt. So, but that shouldn't get me made fun of, but it does.
I don't know.
Hard to get a chocolate fountain and not make a mess.
Right. It's hard to do that.
I was just trying to dip a cinnamon roll in some chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well,
take it to another level and whatnot.
Well, you got to give us your Super Bowl prediction. That's what you have to do when you're on Radio Row.
And the Super Bowl, the great Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are going for their eighth title in 18 years, and it's going to be a real whopper. It's going to be a real barn burner, as the New England Patriots are going to take on Philadelphia Eagles led by Nick Foles. So can the underdog upset the Goliath? Tune in and find out on the Super Bowl. So Philadelphia plays New England and see if Bill Belichick can win another title. Well, I'm Bernie the Wolf Olson, original draft scout on the internet from CompuServe, right here on radio in Houston.
Well, okay. Well, thanks for that commercial for the Super Bowl. People are probably going to watch. Yeah. Bernie did a commercial for I asked him for his, and he gave a commercial for people to tune in and watch the underdog versus the Goliath.
So he was just standing outside?
Yeah, apparently he's not on Radio Row. He's outside of Radio Row.
Okay.
Looking for Trey Wingo.
God bless his soul.
It seems like sometimes people get mean with Bernie.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
He's one of my favorite draft people out there. You know why? Because he grades people on the friend score, which is way more important than your actual abilities, in my opinion. Like, I know you spent a lot of time, Lance.
Yeah, I like to watch tape on players to see their physical abilities.
Yeah, but everyone can do that. I mean, pretty much.
Right.
We know what a guy is.
Their friendship abilities.
Their friendship ability. That's locker room chemistry. Isn't that important?
Yes.
Don't we always say?
You know what? With the Rockets, we did say that.
We need
Dwight and James.
Their friend scores were not high.
No. I'm not sure James has a high friend ball score, if I'm being honest.
Friend ball score, I apologize.
I think his friend ball score, James's, might be a little bit lower. Ask Sam Decker.
Well, friend ball score, depending on who your friends are, I'm sure.
Actually, it depends on who's grading.
Yeah. No, right. Yeah. No, absolutely.
I think some people would grade James very highly at vintage steakhouses.
Right.
Others who are on the ground might not.
Right. They're losing all kinds of jewelry. all right, we got to take a break because we're going to have Sports Map 94.1 join us right on the other side here. Right now, though, let's be champions. Let's be a champion out there, everybody. What I need you to do is go to 1560energy.com and find out for yourself, and you see, that rate is not as good as a rate I can get. Oh, yeah? Well, wait till you see all of your fees with the other company. Yeah, there's a better rate over there. That's great. But then when you get your bill, you're paying more because they're going to fee you to death. It's just silly. Look, if you're looking for a great way to get a lower electricity bill and you say, well, it's the winter, I don't really care about, why would you pay more any time of the year? I don't get it. I just don't. And J.D. Power and Associates says there is nobody better with customer service than Champion Energy. So go to 1560energy.com. If your bill is up, get out of that and get with ours. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
ESPN 97.5.